this is Samuel from Singorama, and this is the second free session. If you haven't listened to the first one already, maybe you should do that first. Okay, let's get on with this session. We are going to talk about how you can sing higher, how you can extend your range. But first, let's do some vocal exercises to get our voice in shape. The first one will help you with your pronunciation, articulation, or enunciation, and it will also help you with your rhythm. It might be a little bit tricky at first, but after a while, it will be easy and second nature to you. It works like this. Pibimi, pibimi, pibimi. Pibimi, pibimi, pibimi. Now, don't worry, we're going to break this down, obviously. So, what am I doing? Well, I have made up a word, and the consonants are P as in Patrick, B as in basketball, and M as in miracle. P, B, me. In the exercise, I say this word 3 times in a row, but every time I say it, I intonate on different vowels. The first one, I intonate the first vowel, and the second one, the second vowel, and so on. So the first one is P, B, me. The second one is P, B, me. And the third one is P, B, me. So if you do that really fast, it goes P, B, me, P, B, me, P, B, me. A little bit slower. P, B, me, P, B, me, P, B, me. You can, of course, make up your own word, but stick with this one for now. Practice slowly, and after a while, you will have some really good articulation. And of course, try different vowels as well. Pa-ba-ma, 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 pu-bo-mu, 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 and so on. But remember to do it slowly in the beginning, and you will soon learn it. Okay, next exercise. Let's sing a little bit. Let's have some fun. Just follow along with me and do what I do. And don't worry too much about it. Just remember to be relaxed and enjoy yourself. I will repeat each phrase 4 times so you can always listen first and then try to do what I do. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you remember to not tense up and to take it easy. If it was difficult for you to do that, don't worry. Some of these exercises might be a little bit complicated if you haven't sung that much before. But that's not a problem. You just try them over and over. But the point here was not to become the master, but just to enjoy yourself and warm up your voice. Okay, let's get on with the exercises on how to sing higher and to extend your range. Bum, 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 bum. Let's talk a little bit about why it's difficult for some people to sing higher up. Well, there are many reasons. One of the most common one is that we don't accept the range we have. Some people can sing high, some people can sing low, and that is okay. When we try too much to sing the voice we don't have, that's when we start to hurt ourselves, and that's when we actually decrease our range. So the first thing to do is to get comfortable with the range you have, sing in it, and then you will slowly expand your range. Another thing that causes a lot of problems is that many people don't know that we actually have several voices. Most vocal coaches divide all these voices into 3 sections. Chest voice, middle voice, and falsetto. Some people even talk about their head voice. Now, it's not so important the names you have. The important thing is that you physically can feel the different voices. You can even divide the voices into more than three. But three is the easiest one. Now, why do we do this? Well, when you sing higher, your vocal cords actually change completely. They change physically. So you cannot sing with the same kind of voice, the same kind of vocal cords that you have when you sing low. You cannot sing with that low voice when you sing high. When you do, you start to scream and belt and use too much force. So when you sing higher up, you have to use these lighter voices. Now, in the beginning, it will be difficult to use these higher voices because you're not used to them. Most people never speak there. We speak only with our chest voice. So, hi, my name is Samuel, and now I'm speaking with my higher voice. So I'm not saying you have to speak like that. It's just that it's good to practice to get used to that voice. Also, a lot of men feel like, ooh, that sounds a little bit effeminate. I don't know if I like that. So that's another reason why a lot of men have difficulty being there. In any case, if you want to learn how to sing high, you have to get used to these voices and not do what most people do. They try to stay in the chest voice, and when they go higher up, they have to start to scream in order to keep that force. I have to scream in order to stay up there. But it doesn't sound very good, and you get tired very quickly, and you kind of destroy your voice as well. So in the beginning, when you try these new voices, it will feel uncomfortable, it probably won't sound that good, and you will probably start to tense up a little bit, because you're trying to figure out what to do. And every time we do that, our body tends to tense up a little bit. So that's normal. In the long run, you will get it. In the long run, you will learn how to relax. Okay, so let's do some exercises. The first one is quite simple. We're gonna do a wee sound. W-E-E-E-E-E-E, or wee. Like this. Wee! Wee! And it's good if you have a little bit of energy, like you're happy, maybe you've seen somebody, and you say, wee! Use your entire face. And you see that high note, that first note, wee! That is not in my chest, that's really up in my mixed voice. Wee! And it's good if you drop down as well, that glissando, because that helps you relax a little bit. So try that again. Wee! Wee! And this way you will also learn how to transition from the middle voice into your chest voice. It's actually easier to do that on the way down. It's a little bit more difficult when you go up, but we can try that as well. Wee! Wee! Now for a lot of you, you will probably sound like this. Wee! That's okay in the beginning, but after a while, after practice, you will smooth it out. Wee! Okay, very good. Now I'm going to show you an exercise that will help you expand your range. It is actually a fantastic exercise that helps you with many, many things. It's really good to do as a warm-up as well, but for now we're going to focus on learning how to transition between the chest voice and the middle voice. And you don't have to think too much about it, just do this exercise and eventually you will learn how to do it. This is how it works. We're going to work with the piano and we're going to work with arpeggios. Don't worry about it, I will show you everything if you don't know what that means. And then we're going to work with the letter G, or the sound G rather, G, right? Letter G, sound G. And we're going to apply different vowels to them, like this. Goog, 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 gag, 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 gig, 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 and so on. Let's try an arpeggio with a gag. Just do what I do. Gag, 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 gag. 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 Okay, let's stop here for a moment and talk a little bit. As we go higher up, a lot of people tend to want to stay in their chest voice. So they start to scream like this. Gag, 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 gag. And that's sort of a pushy, screamy sound that we don't want. So in order to get that sound, we have to relax our voices, go a bit lighter, a little bit higher up into our heads. And in the beginning, it might not work. You might gag, 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 gag. That's okay. Eventually, you will get the hang of it. You try to relax, don't sing louder, stay at the same volume all the time, and you will get it. Okay, so here is what you're trying to avoid. The first one is when you scream, ga 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 ga, and push. And the second one is when you go too light, ga 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 ga. Okay, so you want to find something in between. Again, in the beginning you might not, but eventually you will. Let's try to go a little bit higher up. And let's try the word gug this time. Be light on the top. Don't go louder. Same volume. And actually, that's about it. If you do that exercise every day with different vowels, I guarantee you, you will extend your range and you will be able to sing higher for much, much longer. It is literally that easy. But, well, easy and easy, you do have to do the exercise. But the exercise is that easy to extend your range. There are, of course, some other tricks you can do as well. Another really good thing to think about is that you articulate, that you use your whole face, and that you extend your body, that you have a good posture, that you look out, open your eyes, and open your mouth, and sing out. Those are small things, but they really help. Another good thing is to look at your vowels. Really learn them. Learn how you pronounce them so that they come automatically when you sing. Another good trick is to make your mouth be more, how should I say, vertical rather than horizontal, so that you open your mouth down, that your jaw goes down when you sing your vowels rather than going wide with your mouth. Another way to think about it is, for example, the vowel E. It's a difficult one to sing on high notes. So instead of singing midnight, you can sing midnight. I don't know if you heard that difference, but what I did is that I thought of an E instead of an E. See, so I opened my mouth a little bit more, and it's actually easier to sing. Another thing you can do is to check yourself in the mirror and make sure your larynx, that big bump on your throat, does not go too high all the time when you sing higher notes. Now, don't try to keep it down. It will always move a little bit. But if it's always really, really high up at the top, then you're probably tensing up quite a lot. And we don't want to do that. So again, it's important that you become familiar with your three voices, that you practice regularly, and that you take it easy and that you relax. If you do that, you will extend your range, guaranteed, and you will be able to sing high. Now, if you want to learn more how to do this, I recommend to get the full program, where we go more into detail on how to learn these voices and how to stay up there. Okay, that's it for this free session. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something that is useful for you. And I hope to see you in the next session. Take care. Bye.